From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Red Cross and other humanitarian groups say desperate civilians were evacuated from the Syrian city of Aleppo Thursday, including many wounded. Red Cross spokesperson Anna Nelson spoke with VOA about the evacuations.
The International Committee of the Red Cross, along with the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, were able to carry out several rounds of evacuations from Aleppo, from eastern Aleppo, during the day on Thursday. My understanding is that a fourth evacuation may be underway, but in total, 3,000 people were evacuated on Thursday alone, including 40 severely injured people and children.
Syrian rebels and government forces agreed to a three-day ceasefire to let the civilians leave. Previous ceasefires collapsed almost immediately. One of Indonesia's most wanted men is a computer geek skilled at bomb-making who joined the Islamic State in Syria, where police say he now directs terror attacks against his native land. Indonesian authorities have linked Bahrun Naim to a string of terror attacks and plots to destabilize Indonesia. Naim reportedly directs IS operations in Indonesia through the Telegram app favored by the Islamic State, which is the militant group's de facto capital, that being Raqqa in Syria. European Union leaders have agreed to extend sanctions on Russia for another 6 months, those sanctions in response to Russian activities in Ukraine. Analysts say the poor momentum for continued action to punish Russia is spurred by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's stated willingness to deal with Russia. This is VOA News. Here in Washington, President Obama says the United States will take action against Russia or any other foreign government that tries to meddle in U.S. elections. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Russian hackers broke into the Democratic Party computers to leak potentially embarrassing emails about the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, with the apparent aim of helping Republican Donald Trump win last month's election. Josh Earnest is President Obama's spokesman.
I think what is relevant at this point is to consider the statement that was made back on October 7th. This was the statement that was issued by the intelligence community. It reflected the unanimous opinion and conclusion of all 17 intelligence agencies. And they reported publicly that Russia was engaged in malicious cyber activity to erode public confidence in our democracy.
Top White House officials say such a thing could not have happened without Russian President Vladimir Putin's involvement or direct knowledge. Meantime, President-elect Trump says he does not believe Russia was involved in trying to sway the election toward him. Mr. Trump spoke at another installment in his thank you tour to those who helped him clinch the election and used the occasion to honor those who voted for him.
The patriots in this arena tonight stood up for themselves and for their families and showed the whole world that the American people still run our country.
Meantime, one of Trump's biggest critics is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who told an Associated Press interviewer the nation should pay close attention to the people Trump is tapping to be part of his government.
He's putting together a team that runs all of the parts of government. And if we've got people in there who are putting their own financial interests first, who are putting their buddies on Wall Street first, who are putting Vladimir Putin high on their list of who to help out here, that really changes what we are as a country. And so I see this is a time we've really got to bear down and concentrate on what's happening.
President-elect Trump will be sworn in as president on January the 20th. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in Japan for talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe over a territorial dispute that prevented the two countries from signing a peace deal formally ending World War II hostilities. Get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always there on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.